group that is called Compassionate Response to Homelessness and Poverty, and also Rock Station 1. And you will be hearing from Melvin Ishmael Johnson, Earl Anthony, and Susan Scott for the context of that. But before we go there, I'm going to invite Chris Unte from Habitat for Humanity to come forward and tell us a little bit about how Presbyterians can be involved in Habitat.
Good morning, Presbyterian Pacific. It is so great to be here today. My name is Chris Unte. I'm the new head of Faith Relations at Habitat for Humanity here in Los Angeles. I want to start by saying thank you to your entire Presbyterian and the over 20 churches that have been involved in some way. For giving so graciously your time, treasure, and talents of the world. It's been such a blessing to serve. Your contributions are starting to make some amazing results. Over 400,000 homes worldwide have now been built, affecting the lives of over 2 million people. Last year, in 2010, we learned Habitat was the largest private home builder in the country. We're